The Baal Tumah at the beginning of Parashas Bereishis says that the last letters of the words Bereishis Bara Elokim represent the word Emes, to teach us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with the Midas HaEmes, as the Pasuk indeed says, Roish Tevarach HaEmes. The beginning of your Torah begins with the word Emes, as alluded in these words Bereishis Bara Elokim. Bereishis Bara Elokim. The question, however, is, of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to teach us that the world was created with Emes, Roish Tevarach HaEmes, that Emes is the foundation of the entire world. But the question is, why was it taught to us with the letters at the end of the word Bereishis Bara Elokim? Wouldn't it make more of a powerful lesson if they were taught from the beginning? Why from the end of the word? So perhaps what the Torah is teaching us is that Emes, which is represented, of course, by Torah, doesn't only have to play a role at the beginning. Yes, we'll say that our foundation is built on Torah, our foundation is built on Emes, and then we could go off and veer from the Emes. The definition of Emes is that there is only one truth. And since there is only one truth, that truth has to permeate every moment of our life. Not just the beginning, not just the middle, but everything from the beginning to the end. And the way the Torah teaches us this is by putting the word Emes, Bereishis Bara Elokim, at the end of the words, to teach us that we have to live a life of Torah throughout. And as the Pasuk says later in our parasha, V'yihi Adam l'nefesh chaya, the Targum says that the definition of Adam l'nefesh chaya is l'ruach memalala, which means what is unique and special about the human being is that he is able to speak, as the Pasuk in Mishlei says, Mavis v'chayim biyad loshen. Life is all, our life, our existence is very much connected to our ability to speak. And therefore, as the Pasuk says regarding the Torah Gedosha, Ki hu chayecha v'oirech yamecha, the more we use this special power that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, the power of speech, to we use our life's essence to say Divrei Torah, that is how we will have more life. Tiras Hashem Tamima, if we bring Torah into all of our life, Tamima, complete Torah, Meshivas Nefesh, then we will have Meshivas Nefesh, our neshamas, our lives will be lives of menucha, of Meshivas Nefesh, lives of menucha, lives of Yishuv Hadas, and lives of purpose. The Pasuk says at the beginning of the parasha, V'ruach Elokim merachefes al pnei hamayim. Very often points out that Teres David, Teres compared to mayim. The gematria of merachefes is tishkach. Ki ruach Elokim merachefes al pnei amayim. If we want the ruach Elokim to remain with us, the neshama that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, we have to have merachefes al pnei amayim. That life has to be connected to the pnei amayim, to the life of Torah. But merachefes is also the gematria of tishkach. A person who lives that life is a life of Torah. A life of that emes of Torah is guaranteed. V'ruach Elokim merachefes l'pnei amayim, ki lo yishachach mipi zaroi. The Torah will remain with him and all of his future generations. The Medrash at the beginning, the Medrash Tanchuma at the beginning of Parshas Bereishis teaches us, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, Habayin Abayis Chodesh, teach us our Rebbe, somebody who builds a new home, Ketzat Tzorach Levarech, what is the bracha that he should recite? And says the Medrash, Kach Shonu Rabbi Yisainu, our Rabbeim taught us, Habayin Abayis Chodesh, somebody who builds a new home, Bevarech Shechiyonu, Kedei Shiyas Nachas Ruach Leotzroi, in order to bring Nachas, in order to bring pleasure to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And of course, the question is, what does this halacha of somebody building a new home and making Shechiyanu have to do with Bereshis Bara Elokim? And also, why when someone builds a new home, is he considered as if he's making Nachas Ruach L'Yotzroi, he's bringing pleasure, he's causing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol should be satisfied? Rashi also begins our parasha by saying, Omer Rabbi Yitzchak lo hayu tzorach lahaskel satayra el machodesh hazeh lachem. The Torah should have begun from the mitzvah of Chodesh Hazeh Lachem, the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana. Shehi mitzvah shayna shenitztavah by Yisrael. It was the first mitzvah that Klai Yisrael were commanded. Umah tam posach b'bereishis. Why did the Torah begin with b'bereishis? Mishim koyach masav higad la'amoy lasas lam nachlas goyim. Shem yomru umay su'olim l'Yisrael. If the nations of the world will tell Klai Yisrael, list them at them. You are thieves. Shekavashtem arzah shivagoyim. You took Eretz Yisrael away from us. We say to them, Kol Arish Al Kadosh Baruch Hu, the entire world belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hu bara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the entire world. V'nosna l'ashe yosha be'enav, he gave him to whom he so pleases. And then Rashi continues, Bereishis bara, Eina mikra azeh el amadar shuni, this pasuk is here to be expounded on, like Chazal taught us, b'shvil ha-Torah shenikra reishis, the world was created because of the Torah which is called reishis, b'Yisrael shenikra reishis, and because Klal Yisrael are called reishis. Is there any connection between these two pshatim that Rashi suggests in the word bereishis? The Zohar HaKadosh says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, the Torah, the pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked in the Torah and created the world. And what is that Zohar actually teaching us? So I saw that the Bava Rebbe Zatzal explains that this pasuk is here, that this Maimer Chazal in the Zohar is here to explain what the Medrash says at the beginning of our parasha. The Medrash says, Amar Ravua. Melamed Shayibara Elamos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was creating worlds, Umachrivam, and he was destroying them, Ad Shabaras Eilam, until he created the world that we have. Amra, and at that point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Hadein Hanayinlin, this world is the world that I am satisfied with, Yasan Loinili, the other worlds that I created, I am not satisfied with. And of course, the question is, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we build something, when we create something, when we think of something. So because we are of limited abilities, we could think about something and change our mind, realize it could be better, realize it could be different. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the definition of perfection. What does it mean he changed his mind? But according to the Zohar, we could understand. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was creating the world, he was modeling the world after the way we learn Torah. And just like when somebody learns Torah, he learns Pshat, he learns a Pasuk of Chumash, he learns a Mishnah, he learns a Mishnah, he learns a piece of Gemara, and he understands it, but then he thinks about it, and he works on it, and he talks to others about it, and he comes back with a better understanding. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world in the way that we will live with Torah in the world. And just like we will live in our learning of Torah by learning and then doing it again and getting better, so too that HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world. Eretz Yisrael is the place where Torah really is most excelled in. As the Gemara says, Avir da Ara Machkim, Eretz Yisrael's Torah, the Torah of Eretz Yisrael is of a greater quality. The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Yodal Raman Aleph, teaches us that the world was created, that they only gave smicha, not the ordination that we think about, but the real smicha was only offered to Talmidei Chacham of Eretz Yisrael. So now we understand, he explains, the connection of Rashi. The connection of Rashi is that the Umas HaOlam don't understand why is it so necessary for Klal Yisrael to have Eretz Yisrael. And the reason why it's so necessary for us to have Eretz Yisrael is because Eretz Yisrael represents Torah. And the world's creation was all because of Torah. B'shul Torah shenikra reishis. B'shul Yisrael shenikra reishis. And therefore, if the world was created with the Torah and with the purpose of learning Torah and with the purpose of living a life of Torah, and Eretz Yisrael is the model of the best way of achieving that, as the Pasuk says, Kimitzion Teitzei Torah, it makes the most sense that the Torah of this world should be all from, that we, Klal Yisrael, deserve Eretz Yisrael and no one else. And that's pshat in the Medrash that the Medrash says. Habayna Bayis Chodesh doesn't refer to somebody who's building a physical home. Habayna Bayis Chodesh is somebody who's building Divrei Torah. Somebody who's building Torah in the world, it could include a home as well. Because the purpose of building a home is to build a place where the Torah will be fulfilled, to be a place where the Torah will be learned, to be a place where the Torah will be practiced. Habayna Bayis Chodesh. Just like when Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he created the world that there should be a place of Torah. It's Habayna Bayis Chodesh when we build a home, when we build Divrei Torah. Ma'am Varech. What's the bracha? The bracha is Shechiyonu v'kimonu v'giyonu l'zman hazeh. When we build a home of Torah, we build a place of Torah, and when we learn Torah, we have accomplished why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And because we've accomplished why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, we could say the Shechiyonu v'kimonu v'goyonu l'azman hazeh and pronounce k'dei lasas nachas ruach l'yotzroi. By living that life, we have brought to Hashem what Hashem wants in this world. And that's what the greatest nachas there is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he knows that the Torah with which he created the world, and he knows that the Torah with which he wants the world to live and follow, we are doing. That is what brings a nachas ruach l'yotzroi, and that's what brings purpose to our life, for our life, to our lives, and as we said, merachefes l'tishokach, that it remains l'olam vod for our generations till Mashiach Tzidkenu.